This hymn, when I was a kid, I really didn't like the melody because the melody sounds so sad and also sounds so monotonous, lacking the dramatic up and down like the modern hymns. But the more I grow up, the more I like this hymn, because this hymn really tells us, Jesus, give me peace. What does it mean, peace? Peace is not just nothing happened or everything goes smooth. Peace means peace in tribulation, peace in the difficult times. The next book that we are going to study is called 1 Peter. Peter, he has gone through a lot when he followed Lord Jesus Christ. From the time he followed Jesus, and he also faced tribulation. He also understand what does it mean to be under tremendous pressure. That's why, because when he was persecuted, he was threatened, he denied Lord Jesus Christ 3 times. But after he received Holy Spirit, he was not like that anymore. He decided to follow Jesus all the way. And now, in the time of 1 Peter, it was around AD 65. The timing was around AD 65. Remember, 67, 68, severe persecution throughout the whole Roman Empire. Nero has burned the city and then blamed all the Christians. And according to the records, many Christians, they died. So, I think you heard about a story, but maybe you have not heard about, maybe you have not seen some video about it. So, I'm going to show to you some footage of a very old movie. I'm sure you haven't seen it before. This movie is called, I'm not showing the whole movie, okay? Don't be so excited. This movie is called Quo Vadis. Anyone know what does it mean, Quo Vadis? It's not French, it's not English, it's not German. It's Latin, which means, where are you going? Quo Vadis, where are you going? There was one time Peter asked Jesus, or the disciple asked Jesus, where are you going? Let's turn to James chapter 13. Verse 36. John chapter 13. John 13, 36. Next. Where are we? Who was reading? Jesus was asked by Simon Peter, where are you going? So, Quo Vadis means, where are you going? Of course, every day we ask people, where are you going, right? So Peter asked Jesus, where are you going? Jesus says, the place I'm going now, you cannot go. Jesus referred to, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die. So this kind of place, you cannot go now, but you will go later. So Jesus is simply prophesying that, Simon Peter, you will also die the similar death that I die. You will go through suffering, but for a reason, for my sake. So according to tradition, during the late 60s of the Roman Empire, many Christians were persecuted. Many were killed. Many were fed the lion in the arena. Many of them died. Peter, originally, he was spared his life for whatever reason. He was not fed the lion in the arena. He was leaving Jerusalem. But he saw some sign, also have some revelation from God, reminding him this verse, reminding him, where are you going? And then Simon Peter decided, I should go back to Jerusalem. And then when he go back to Jerusalem, of course, he was captured. And also, Simon Peter, according to the legend, that he was crucified on the cross, died for Lord Jesus Christ. But he tells the Roman guards that I'm not worthy to die the same death of Lord Jesus. So put me on the cross, but upside down, because I'm not worthy to be the same as my Lord. So he also died a very terrible martyr death. But by doing this, he fulfilled his duty. He knows that he will face this, and he do it for Lord Jesus Christ. So, Quo Vadis, where are you going? Is the question sometimes we have to ask. Lord Jesus Christ, where are you going? Jesus said, where I'm going, you should also go. So we have to understand this background to know that before Peter going through the suffering, that he wrote this letter, is to encourage all the members shall have the similar faith. Is another clip just to show you how difficult to be a Christian in the first century, around 70s, 80s. And of course, this is an old style movie, right? So, but I think they really portray. We can open back the blind now. So I don't know what kind of things you are thinking right now. So there's another assignment, write a reflection about the video clip that you saw. So this is another time. I can give you a few days to finish it. Write a reflection about... Have any one of you have seen this video clip or movie? This is a very old movie, older than your father, probably. Yeah, and it's 61 or 1961 or 51. So, but this is very meaningful. We can open some window too, right? With some fresh air at the back. Yeah, so the book of 1 Peter, I can turn the light too, please. Let them have some light. The theme of the book of 1 Peter is hope during the tribulation. Having hope in the times of tribulation and trials. Having hope in the times of tribulation and trials. The theme verse is in chapter 5, verse 10. Chapter 5, verse 10. Next. Peter knew that suffering for Christ is imminent. But you have to endure it because God will give you strength. And after you endure it, you will see the eternal glory. This book is not too far away from our daily life. You may think that now we are in UK, we are very safe. We are living in a very free world. But things can change in no time. You never know what the future will bring. Yesterday I read a news saying that in Iraq, the Muslim group, the IS, what is called ISID or something, the very extremist Muslim group, they have taken the largest Christian city in Iraq. And they are actually doing something like ethnic cleansing. They kill Christians. And they even behead children. They're so gruesome. They even kill not normal citizens, but they grab their children, the baby, and behead them. So they're crazy. I'm not saying that all Muslim people are bad. No, some of those, they are very good people. But some extremists, some terrorists, they are taking control of more part of Iraq and Syria and even Libya. So the Middle East become very unstable. So you never know in future what will bring. But one day we may be persecuted. By whom we don't know. How we don't know. When we don't know. But we have to be prepared. But before that day come, every day we will have some suffering or trials. But we must learn how to have hope during the time of our trial. Where does our hope come from? First, it comes from being born again. Comes from the change of our life. Verse 3. Next. Which of the one, verse 3, tells us, after we were being born again, we will have a living hope. Will have a living hope. Born again, this means your value. Not only your sins washed away, but you have a new thinking, new value. Because of this, we'll have the living hope, the new hope. So, today we are in Christ. We are already having this new hope. And your hope is different than your friends. You can ask your friends in the world who do not believe in Lord Jesus Christ, what kind of hope that you have? They may tell you, well, I hope to get a good job, I hope to find a family, have some kids, raise them up, and retire, and travel the world after I retire. Then you ask them, okay, what's the next hope? After you retire, what's the next hope? Just waiting to die, right? Actually, to be pathetic, retirement doesn't mean you finish your work in the world, you're just waiting to die. But before you die, try to enjoy some years with your grandchildren or traveling a bit. But death is the common destiny of human being. So without Christ, life is just like waiting to die. It's so meaningless. But with believing in Christ, we have a living hope. Secondly, where does the hope come from? Chapter 1, verse 7. We know that the hope comes from one day that we receive glory and praise in the eternal kingdom when Jesus Christ appears. That is the core of our belief. No one has seen it, but we have believed it. Because by faith, as if we have received it, just like Abraham, when God promised him that you shall receive it, the land, your children, your people. And this verse is very good. Your faith has to be tested. Your faith has to be refined like gold. Faith cannot be perfect without being trials. When I was in South Africa, I lived there for 5 years. There was a theme park. It's called Gold Reef City. If you go to South Africa, you can travel there. It's quite nice. In that Gold Reef City, actually, that city, that Gold Reef City is a theme park. Actually, was transformed into a theme park by a gold mine. So they'll bring you down, you'll go down the mine, the abandoned mine, but they'll show you how they harvest the rocks with gold reef inside. And then they'll do a show that there's a furnace. They'll show the real furnace, and then they melt all the gold, the rocks with gold reef inside, and they melt many, many times, and you get pure gold. And they'll show you even how to melt the gold. So open the furnace. When the door is open, it's all orange and yellow inside, more than a few thousand degrees. Right? When you open the door of the furnace, even though you sit so far away, you feel the heat. And then put it back, after a few minutes open, all the gold become liquid, just like what you saw on TV. And they'll do it many, many times, so the impurities will be burned off. Only gold will remain. And that process used by Peter to describe your faith. Yes, you have faith now, but your faith is not complete. But you have to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. You face troubles, and it will burn you. Trouble will burn you. Burn your impurity. But will help you to be stronger in your faith. So if you are having tough life now, don't complain. Because God loves you and want to use this trial to remove your impurity and help you to grow. If you live a too comfortable life, then I'll be worried for you. Because if you're living in a too comfortable life, maybe it's difficult for you to mature spiritually. Where does the hope come from? Also come from understanding of the truth. Chapter 1, verse 23. Hope also comes from understand the living faith. Here use the word the seed, the incorruptible seed, planted in our heart, and that is the living word. The word is living, just like the seed of flower. You put it under the ground, after a few months, it will grow. It takes longer, but will grow. The seed is now sown into your heart, but you must nourish it, let it grow spiritually. So that's why we must always read the words of God. The more you read God's word, the more you hope your hope is, right? Just like in the movie, when they were in suffering, they sing hymns together. That scene touched me a lot. Because the hymns remind them of about what their faith is. So it's very important. It's okay if you feel cold, you can close off the window a little bit. I don't want you to get sick or something. You can, if you feel really cold, especially the roll in the back. Wait, hold on. Are you okay? Yeah, if you're okay, let's leave it that way. And where does the hope come from also? To understand your status. Chapter 2, verse 9. Your hope comes from understand your true status. Chapter 2, verse 9. This verse tells us you are chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation. Underline these three words. Royal priesthood, chosen people, royal nation. Oh. a holy nation. This means you are born different, brother and sister. You are born different. You are not the same as your friend in school who does not believe in Christ. Even though you hang out with them, you go to school with them, you work with them, you have friends outside, but you are different than them. Because you are born different. Because you belong to Jesus. You are royal priesthood, chosen nation, holy nation, and chosen people. Just like the Old Testament time, people Israel are different. They are God's people. So don't ask why other people can commit sin and have fun. I cannot. Because you are different. You are God's children. They are not God's children. They can do whatever they want. But you are so special. Right? You have a different goal in your life. Now recently, yesterday I read the news saying that Prince William, he has decided to take another job. He used to be in the army, right? But after his wife have a kid, so he quit the army. After 1 year, he now want to go back to work. But this time he's not working in the military anymore. He want to work in a private air ambulance. Also become a pilot. We will be trained to be a pilot to rescue people, right? That's quite nice, right? Yeah. So he will have a new job. But in his mind, and also the whole UK people's mind, his real job is not pilot, right? What is his real job he's waiting in the future? To be the king one day. Or whatever he's doing, whether it's military or a private company, air ambulance, or even he do anything, it's not his real job. He's looking for what? One day, he want to become king of the UK. And that is what he was born for, right? He's the second in the line of the throne. So, that is what he's born for. Think about this analogy. You're working in a society, you're studying. In the future, you also have your own family. But those are not your real purpose. This is only short term, few decades. But your real status is a royal priesthood, chosen people, holy nation. So God needs you to proclaim His majesty, His grace. I really like verse 10. Huh? You can underline this. Verse 9, the last part of verse 9. God wants you to proclaim the grace, the virtue of those who call you out of darkness into light. And you have to go to the world and proclaim it. And that is your real job. Your real job is to preach the gospel of this world and in the future be in glory of Lord Jesus Christ. So think of this way, you will not get lost in this world. You're not asked why other people can do this, I cannot do that, right? You are different. You're born different. Yes, we are different. People look at us different. Look at the video, right? The Roman people really laugh at them. They really like scum in the world. They're different. But in God's eyes, they are the most precious. So that is the book of 1 Peter, about where the hope comes from. And of course, one more point is, you have to understand where does hope come from. Hope comes from understanding your suffering will bring a reward. Chapter 4, verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 14. If you suffer for the name of the Christ, you are blessed, because the glory of the Lord, the name of the Lord is always with you. So every suffering you suffer for Christ, God will reward you and bless you. So that's why those people can have a living hope. Even in the face of lion, in the face of slaughter, in the face of the cross, they can face it with peace and joy. So peace in tribulation is what we have to learn. 2 Peter And it's the last epistle that Peter wrote to the people. And Peter knew that he is going to die very soon. So he wrote this book to encourage the people one more time. And this time the theme is to encourage them to strive for truly know God. To strive for truly know God. The theme verse is in chapter 1, verse 2. Next. In the knowledge of God and of Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we talk about hope, talk about suffering. But how can we maintain all that? You have to really strive to know Lord Jesus Christ. When you first know someone, you know him by what? For example, do you know me? Yes, you know me, right? But do you really know about me? Not much, right? Besides, you know I'm Preacher Timothy. Well, I show you video clip. I give you a lot of homework. Oh, maybe that's the thing you know about me, right? But if you know, spend more time to talk to me, and we do things together, and I talk to you more, and then you know more about me. Just like now, I know you, but I don't know you. I know your face. I know you in my class. But because you're so many, I don't have time to talk to a single one of you. Just like Lord Jesus Christ. You know Lord Jesus Christ, but actually you don't know him. Because our knowledge to him is limited. Especially if you just first come to believe, you know Jesus Christ, only know a little bit. When you're a young person, you know Jesus Christ maybe a little bit more. But when you grow up, you face your own situation, and then you start to rely on God, and you know him even more. And then you go deeper into the scripture, and you know him even more. And when you're in old age, you're about to die. But look back in your life, you will say, really thank God. In my life, I've known Jesus because I've experienced him. So in this book, Peter tells us how can we get to know Jesus a little bit better. And everyone have to do it. There's a few ways we can know Lord Jesus Christ a little bit better. The first way, we should know Jesus by practicing the word. We should know it by practicing. You don't know Jesus by just reading the Bible. You learn Lord Jesus Christ by practicing the word, and then you bear fruit, and then you have experience of God. Chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. Next. When you have time, you can write down this verse and write down the list of the things that you have to work on. You didn't have a goal, right? What should you pursue? So here tells us character, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, love. So by doing all this, you'll get to know Lord Jesus Christ even more. So Bible is not for you to just read, but for you to take action. Just like a recipe, right? How many of them? Any sister like cooking? Really like cooking? Or they want to cook? Soups? Okay. Yesterday, did you enjoy the barbecue pork? Who really liked the barbecue pork last night? Me too, right? I shouldn't have ate so much, but can't control myself. I like our self-control, I should work on. Sometimes in front of good food, the barbecue pork, right? It really cannot have self-control. So, the food is good, right? But how many of you asked the brother who how to cook barbecue pork? Nobody. Anyone of you talk to the chef? I talked to the chef, Brother Wu. I asked him, why the barbecue pork you made is even better than the restaurant? I know it's a secret. Right? Usually chefs don't tell the recipe to people. But he's retired anyway. So it's not open restaurant anymore. So he told me how to do it. Do you want to learn? No, I'm going to tell you. Okay, he told me the secret is you have to marinate the barbecue pork one night before. You know, you don't do it immediately and then you bake it, right? You do it one night before and then you use... I asked him, do you buy the sauce yourself? No, I say, oh, I mix my own sauce. He tell me there's five ingredients that you have to put in. So anyway, I'm not teaching you cooking. But what I want to say is now I've learned the tricks to make the best barbecue pork in the UK. I can bring the recipe back to Canada. I can tell my wife how wonderful is the barbecue pork here, right? She would tell me, why don't you make it? I said, no, I don't want. If I say I don't want to do it, even I have the secret recipe. Do you think it will make me any good? No. Yeah, you have the recipe, so what? But you don't do it, right? If you want to achieve something, you follow the recipe. You do it according to the chef tell you, the step, the ingredient. Faith is the same. You know, wow, God is good, right? Some brothers and sisters, they receive blessing. Their life is so full of peace and joy. Yeah, there's a recipe. The recipe is in the Bible. Just like here, it tells you, you have to pray, you have to seek for virtue, the knowledge of God, the perseverance, love to people, fear God, love brother and sister. But if you don't do it, your life will not change. And if your life don't change, you'll never know God. Because for you, maybe God is just like, oh, the three-letter words, God is in the paper. But God didn't have a weight in your heart. There was a brother told me about his experience with God. He's told me before, when he worked as a waiter, he never saved money. He earned money, but never able to save money. I asked him why. He told me at the time, he didn't want to offer tithe. Because he thinks that I work as a waiter, I don't earn enough for myself. Then how can I offer tithe? I'm not earning too much. If I earn too much in the future, I will offer tithe. But later, he listened to the teaching that tithe belongs to God. It's not belong to you. No matter how much you make, you have to offer tithe. Even your part-time job, you work, you have to offer tithe. So he decided, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try for 6 months and see what happened. Because the Bible said, you can test God about this. So he really started to offer tithe. At the beginning, his bank, the balance is really tight and really dropping. But after 6 months, he looked back. Well, he said, well, actually, my money did not decrease. Actually, I started to save money now. Because some unnecessary expense item is not there anymore. And God really guided me safe and healthy. The car didn't break down, stuff like that. So he decided, he experienced that, wow, really is true. Offering tithe bring blessing. So he continued to do it. So by doing this, he experienced, he know God better. So brother and sister, you have to offer tithe in the future. Even now when you're working part-time. How many already working part-time job? Anyone? Part-time job. How about full-time placement work? Full-time placement work somewhere? No matter what you do, even you earn £10, you still have to offer tithe. And God will bless you in the long term. Right? So you have to know God through practicing the word. Secondly, of course, you know God through special spiritual experience. Verse 16, chapter 1, verse 16. Next. Peter saw the glory of Lord Jesus Christ when he was following Lord Jesus in the Mount of Transfiguration. That experience is so important to him that he never forget it, even in his old age. So sometimes God led you to have some personal spiritual experience, whether it's a dream, vision, or you saw a miracle happen in the church. Make sure you don't forget this wonderful testimony. Thirdly, how can you truly understand God? Through the prophecy. through the prophecy of the word of God. Chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, 19 to 21. Next. So the third way you can truly know God better is you really spend time in studying the truth, studying the prophecy. Because at the end time, according to the Peter, 2 Peter, there will be false prophets telling people that wrong teachings, and then telling people that Jesus will not come anymore. So those are a lot of wrong teaching. But if you really spend time in the gospel, in the book, in the prophecy, you will know Jesus better. Right? You will not hear what people say, but you will hear directly what Bible is saying. So this is very important. So basically, if you can emphasize these three points, to know Lord Jesus Christ better by practicing the word, by spiritual experience, and by knowing the truth, and then keep your faith strong until you see Jesus. Verse 18, chapter 3, verse 18. Next, chapter 3, verse 18. Underline this verse, very special, very good. Growth in the what? Grace and knowledge. Brothers and sisters, you have to strive to grow. You have to grow not only in knowledge. Yes, you come to YTTC, you learn a lot of spiritual knowledge. But you have to learn to grow in the grace of God. That means the more you believe, the more grace you receive. The more closer you are with Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray in silence. Amen.